Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 85, Ministry of the Spirit. The Spirit provides strength for obedience and witness. When I consider the Christian life, I see clearly that obedience, endurance, prayer, and witness all require strength beyond what I possess. The Spirit supplies that strength, thus empowering what God commands. I think this truth is essential for understanding how believers live out their calling. The Christian life is not fueled by human ability. It is sustained by the Spirit's power. Jesus declared this before his ascension, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses." Acts 1:8. I feel the significance of this promise. Witness is not driven by personality, boldness, or natural confidence. It is driven by the Spirit's power. The early church did not advance because of human strategy. It advanced because the Spirit empowered ordinary people to speak, serve, and endure. I think this same power is available to every believer today. Paul prays in Ephesians that he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being. Ephesians 3:16. I see the importance of this inner strengthening. The Spirit does not merely give external help. He strengthens the inner person. He fortifies the heart. He supplies endurance when circumstances are heavy and obedience feels costly. I feel encouraged knowing that the Spirit's strength is not occasional. It is continual, shaping the inner life of every believer. Paul expands this truth in Romans. The Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us. Romans 8:26-27. I think this is one of the most comforting passages in Scripture. The Spirit empowers prayer by interceding when words fail. He aligns our hearts with the will of God. He carries our weakness into the presence of the Father. I see this as a reminder that prayer is not a performance. It is a partnership with the Spirit who strengthens and guides. Micah echoes this reality. I am filled with power, with the Spirit of the Lord. Micah 3:8. I feel the clarity of this confession. The Spirit fills, equips, and empowers. He supplies courage when fear rises. He provides strength when tasks feel overwhelming. He enables obedience that reflects the character of Christ. The Spirit empowers believers for endurance, obedience, prayer, and witness. He supplies supernatural strength that human effort cannot produce. When I look at the Christian journey, I see that every act of faithful obedience, every moment of endurance, and every step of mission flows from His power. The Spirit does not merely assist, He empowers. He strengthens the inner person and equips believers to live out the calling God has given them. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.